When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Buckets. Mm-hmm. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to town.
It's mercy if y'all don't know. Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This shallow, hoodie girl dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, it's what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, you want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets out the buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We getting buckets.
Yeah, baby. Buckets. 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 I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
So, all right. You can't find an updated roster of the men's team online. So I actually wrote down a list so we don't forget anybody.
So take a screenshot of Melissa's list and post it on the...
Well, I mean, she could have texted it to me, but God forbid we do anything ahead of time.
Do you want me to?
I mean, or you can just drive the conversation.
Okay,
that's fine. And just say like for just walk.
I didn't include walk-ons.
Max, okay, you've sent me people before too, and you're like, could you imagine?
Wait, what's the guy that Bill likes? The Serbian guy?
Didn't he commit somewhere else already? Or is he like
he's going to Tulane.
Oh, he committed to Tulane. Is Bill heartbroken? Bill, are you still in the chat? Are you heartbroken?
That was a long time ago though.
Yeah, the what's his name? Hawkins is gonna get a lot of NIL. Anyway, so I made the list based off of returners, then transfers, and then freshmen.
Okay.
So I think we should start. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to talk about each player and our expectations for the season for them. So I think we should start with our guy, number 24, Nigel Pack. What do we think? What are our expectations?
All right, I'll go first. First team All-ACC. He had knee surgery. He's rehabbing. He's going to be healthy finally. I think we kind of forget how hurt he was last year. He apparently got hurt before the season, just playing through, and it got progressively worse. And obviously he rushed back for the ACC tournament, tried to save the season. You get him healthy for an offseason. You've got actual players that complement him around him now. I think he's going to be the best point guard in the ACC.
I want to, obviously, because he was hurt, his shot was affected. He shot 35% from three last year, but he averaged over 40 the other 3 years before that. So I want to see him get his 3-point percentage back up and even higher. At his best, his last year at Kansas State, his last year at Kansas State, he shot 43.6%. So I want to see him beat that. What's up, Jackson?
What's up?
Thanks, Jackson. Oh, not that one. That one.
Matt, what do you think?
What's with the Nike? Yeah, no, I, the G? Is this like an inside joke I'm not aware of?
No, it auto-corrects.
I think all ACC first team, like Vish said, I would say, I said this before last year, obviously injuries were a thing, but top five in scoring in the ACC, I think he's that talented. And I think he has the right personnel, like Vish said, around him for him to do that. But, you know, obviously we're going to talk about the other guys as well and our expectations for them. But, you know, I think people are sleeping on, you know, the kind of player that Nigel is. And I think that they're going to show, you know, why he was such a coveted transfer when we got him.
Yeah, I would just add to that. Obviously, we already went. But, like, I think the underrated thing of him is his leadership and his character. Like, a lot, frankly, a lot of people in this position, you got hurt against North Carolina in January. Season's going off the rails. I'm shutting it down. I'm rehabbing. I'm hitting the portal. He went the other way. He rushed himself back, tried to help the team out. Like, guys like that that put it on the line with his talent, they're going to be great.
And then he didn't fuck around in the offseason, and he immediately said, hey, I'm coming back.
Yeah, exactly. He's a high character guy. And again, we've talked about this a bit on this show, but, like, you know, you get perceptions of people, and he was the, as Matt said, he's the NIL guy, or he's the high – he was kind of the first big NIL college basketball player. It's hard to remember – 2 years ago now when everyone's just throwing money around now, but he was kind of the first guy that, like, everyone was like, here's money. And that was kind of his reputation, was like, he came for the money. And what we got was the exact opposite. And so, you know, him healthy with the right players around him, that character of person, they're going to be great. Like, he's going to work his ass off. He'll do whatever role is asked him. We saw that this year, you know, the team, obviously that season went off the rails, but, like, he showed so much more game when he was healthy than he did 2 years ago.
People forget he was the most outstanding player of the region in our
final. Right, but I guess my point is, he took that, went into the offseason, understood that, hey, you know, Zay's gone, Jordan Miller's gone, I got to be able to be a playmaker. He actually showed a lot of that. Remember at the beginning, you're like, man, he's driving and kicking, he's making plays for his teammate. Then he got hurt, and the team kind of, the whole thing kind of imploded, but he developed a lot of his game between those 2 years even. So I think he's going to show up with new tools in his tool belt as well. Like, I like
Bill.
I'm really high on him. I mean, he's going to be much more than a glue guy.
He's the leader.
He's the guy. Yeah. He's the man.
He's the guy.
Name up in the rafters. I think he's potentially jersey retired. Obviously, he's wearing Rick Barry's jersey, so you can't retire it. But, like, name in the rafters, I think, is potential here.
I'm waiting for when we retire Isaiah Wong's jersey, but that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, that all one right. Needs to go up there. It's only – so for those that aren't aware, the way that there's, like, honor jersey and is retired. The only two that are retired are Rick Barry and Tim James.
And Tim James, yeah.
And Isaiah Wong absolutely deserves his jersey up there with those two.
For sure. All right, so with our next returning player would be Matthew Cleveland. Can I go first for this one?
You absolutely can.
Yes. All right. So I'm actually really excited that Matthew Cleveland's coming back. I think a lot of us were disappointed in the season that he had, but you got to remember he was playing out of position. He was hurt. Other people were hurt. I don't think we've seen him at his full potential yet. So I'm actually really excited to see what he does this season. He's going to play more of the three because we do have some depth at the four now. I think there'll be times when he does play the four, but I want him to get back to that awesome mid-range jumper that we saw at the beginning of last season. And I just want to see him more comfortable. My expectations is that he's going to look more comfortable within the offense. We'll get back to the all-out effort on defense. Like, at the beginning of the season, I felt like he was always all over the place and he was always around the ball, and then he got hurt and then it kind of just fell off from there. So last season he averaged 13.7 points per game. I would love to see that go up. I would like his 3-point percentage to go up too. He averaged 35.7% from three. But I kind of just want to see an all around improvement in his game. And I think he's going to be one of our go-to guys. So
what do you,
an all ACC team? I don't, not necessarily first team, but an all ACC team, I think could be the expectation.
Okay. I was about to ask you, well, where do you, because you said you hope, and then
I'm a big Matthew Cleveland fan. I don't think we saw his full potential. So, and he took a lot of shit. I mean, I don't know that he reads social media, but I saw all the shit on social media. So I'm rooting for him. I think he's going to be a different guy this year. So.
Matt?
I think for how much shit he got last season, he was a pretty consistent scorer. I think there were some times when he would defer. I think that with, you know, the departures that we have had, that's going to help booster his role a bit. I don't know if the numbers will change a lot more, but I think he'll be even more efficient, if that makes sense. I expect him to be better defensively now that he's going to be, you know, more at his true position, guarding more perimeter-based players. He has the athleticism to do it. And I think that's what's kind of holding him back in terms of, you know, like pro potential and whatnot. They want to see, you know, NBA guys want to see that two-way ability. That's kind of what I would say. I would say like border, like all ACC, like honorable mention type is like kind of what I'm expecting from him.
Yeah, I'm more on
like
that
best
side.
Case scenario.
Yeah, I'm thinking like, so I do agree he's going to be in his, you know, natural position and be a lot better. It's just, so like, I think that Nigel's going to ball out and be like uncontroversially up there at the top of the conference. I think for Matthew, it's how good is the team? We'll play into that. You know, where is he on our pecking order? Because we have and we're going to talk about the rest of the roster as well, but we have a lot of guys coming in. I do think for him to be successful, he needs to embrace his responsibility. We talked about this a lot last year, but like he kept deferring to, frankly, players that are worse than him because they were here before him. And, you know, he shouldn't be deferring to Bensley Joseph. Like, dude, what are you doing? You're way better than Ben. Take the ball.
Well, the
and
only
go.
Player on the team that'll have been there longer than him is Nigel Pack.
Yep, so. Exactly. That thanks for that. That's putting me right where I was trying to get to. So yeah. I expect him to. No, I mean, it's a good point, right? So I think now he's been in the program long enough. Hopefully, he steps up and owns that leadership position, because I distinctly remember us talking like, dude, you're like the second or third best player on this team. Why are you like acting like you're a role player? Go grab this game by the scruff of its neck and lead us. And you know, he didn't really have that in him last year, so I'm hoping to see that. But I agree with Matt. I think, you know, it depends on how the team goes a lot for these filling in the back half of the all ACC rosters. But I think, yeah, probably around the honorable mention thing. I think we'll see a lot smoother Matthew Cleveland, a lot more comfortable Matthew Cleveland than we saw last year with him playing.
But that's why I say I think his numbers are going to go up, because he's going to play his natural position. He's been in the system a year. He's going to be one of the guys having, you know, because, I mean, everybody left. He knows how to be the guy. He did it at FSU the year before he came here. So he just I think if he just kind of gains some confidence and just sometimes doesn't defer and takes his shot, then I don't see why his numbers wouldn't go up and why he couldn't possibly make a ACC honorable mention or a third team. So, but yeah. Right, anything else next? Matthew Cleveland?
Who's next on our list?
So our third returner is Paul Jobe. Paul Jobe was a freshman last year. We didn't expect him to play much, but out of injuries and stuff, we saw a lot of him.
Can I go first?
We haven't been shy about voicing our opinions. But yes, go ahead, Vish.
I'll be short here. DNP-coach's decision. That is my expectation for him. I don't want to see this man on the court.
You think freshmen get in over him?
I would prefer, yes. I think so. I said I was going to be short, but here I am because it's me. Didn't even read. Yeah, but Max, you got to put a high basket IQ in there. Otherwise, I'm not going to read it. So, no, but I think he's on this roster because we had available scholarships last year. And we're like, oh, it's a good depth piece. Maybe we can develop him in 2 or 3 years, as Melissa said. Injuries, and honestly, I think last year's bad for many reasons. I do not think Coach L helped the situation with some of the guys he was giving extended minutes to. I think Jobe is one of those. if he is playing significantly this year, we done fucked up. Like, he is not. No, okay, I'm gonna go on a limb here. Not only is he not ready for that, I don't think he's ever gonna be ready for that. He's not like a starting ACC caliber talent.
And Vish, you even said, like, because I said, I'm like, I wonder if Paul Jobe transfers, and you were like, he's not gonna transfer. He might not get offered somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at, okay, so I know we had our issues with Chris Watson, right? I would say Jobe is probably on paper worse talent wise, and Chris Watson ended up at Southern Miss. Like, where's Jobe's at an ACC school, right? I mean, in a good academic institution, he's kind of got it fine from a basketball perspective. If he's logging major, if he has a major role in this team, we got a problem.
Jobe played with Wemby in France.
I don't. What does that have to do with?
No, he's just random thoughts.
There's a lot of guys that played with Wemby in France that shouldn't be in Division I basketball.
I played against Keenan Allen in men's league.
I had a conversation with a guy on Twitter about that. I think I screenshotted a few of the stuff to you about how he thought Jobe would get good minutes off the bench every game, and that he was one of our best players last season because of all the injuries. And all he could reference was the NC State game. And I was like, please go back and watch the other games and don't take 2 minutes of playtime as his full sample size.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with Vish. The kid on blast, he's not ready to play. Yeah. In this type of conference. I mean, I don't know. I'm never going to say a guy will never be able to, but, you know, if he's playing major minutes, like Vish said, or any minutes in the rotation next year, then that's trouble for us.
He's your practice squad player with the walk-ons currently, and he just learned from Coach L and C. He's super raw. We don't know, but as of now, I don't expect him to see the court much unless we're up a lot.
Yeah, and again, if he is someone we're relying on, either he has totally transformed everything about him, or we're
fucked.
Yeah. No, when you start – look, we were joking about this a lot last year. When you see, like, him and Ja'Kai playing major minutes, like, that's not a good basketball team, and we weren't.
Nope.
It's the reality of it.
All right. Anything to add before we move on?
Yeah, we need Max on our baseball team, apparently. But
so those are our only three returning players,
which is crazy by itself.
We're not including walk-ons. Yeah. So we'll move on to transfers. So the first transfer we landed in the portal was Lynn Kidd, the center out of Virginia Tech and previously Clemson. So this is our starting center after having Norchad for the last 2 years. He's 6'10". Matt, you did like a whole like 10-tweet thread on him, didn't you?
Yeah, a while back.
You want to go first?
Real quick, just to on Bill's question, we're gonna answer that as we go through the rest of the roster.
Yeah,
it'll become
apparent. Well, and we'll also discuss at the end. We'll name what we think our starting lineup's gonna be and what our expectations are.
And also, season. Jobe's not three.
Yeah. So Lynn Kidd, graduate.
Well, like, we're not just going to play a guy because, like, he's slotted to be a certain position, right? Like, we're going to play the most talented guys.
Yep.
So at Virginia Tech last year, Lynn Kidd averaged 13 points, 6.5 rebounds per game, 66% from the field, 84.2% from the free throw line. He kind of shared minutes with another center. So.
Poteet? How do you say his name? Poteet?
Poteet, yeah. Sure.
I called him Bo Peep for the longest time.
Yeah, he was like the big dude, and then Lynn Kidd was the lanky dude.
Moving on from Norchad to Lynn Kidd, Matt, what are you expecting?
No, I mean, I think this goes for more than one guy that we got from the portal, but like a guy that knows his role type thing, right? Like he's not going to try to do too much, but at the same time, like he's still going to be, you know, a very good player for us. He's going to run the floor really well. He's very mobile for his size on defense. I know people were referencing the lack of shot blocking from him, but if you watch him play, it's because he's more concerned with getting defensive rebounds and stuff. That's why he was one of the best defensive rebounders in the ACC. So he's definitely going to help us in that regard. Defensive boards. I think overall defensively, you know, Norchad kind of struggled at times to guard on the perimeter. I think that he would actually, he's going to be a better defender on the perimeter. I think, you know, with what he's done, what he did in limited minutes last season, I think he's going to put up some numbers. I don't know how many minutes he's going to play this season, but I could see him being like, you know, at the peak, like a border ACC, like honorable mention type guy.
You think he could average a double-double?
I don't know about a double-double, but I think, I mean, he could be close.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just depends on how many minutes we're gonna play him. And
yeah.
I mean, we still have guys we can add too. So yeah, but no, I'm very high on him. And you know, I think he's gonna be a really good player for us.
I was excited for the ad, one, because he's been playing in the ACC for 4 years, so it's nothing new to him. I like having the height. It's nice to have a center who's actually the tallest player on the team. I think as long as he does what his role is, I don't have like these humongous expectations for him. I want him to play in the paint, play defense, not rack up a bunch of fouls, just play smart. And him being a fifth-year senior, I think he can do that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If I was him, I would want to take on an extended role and play more minutes. So we'll see, you know, we'll see how that goes. But he's already been a starting center, or not starting, but he's played a bunch in the ACC.
No, he was starting. But
is he starting?
Yeah. But okay. It was like split minutes.
It was split. So it was kind of like, yeah, even if he was coming off the bench, it's kind of like, but no, I'm excited. I just, he's our big guy. So I would just not like to have to worry about foul trouble all the time. Like, that's my expectations. Like, play good defense. Don't be overly aggressive where we're having to, like, bench you 6 minutes into the first half.
Yeah, I would just add to that. I don't know what his stats are going to look like. Cards on the table here. Mr. Sikkim was padding stats last year. He wasn't really playing defense.
Mm-hmm.
There were times where he was motivating. He'd be like, man, he's defending well. But for the most part, he was – chasing rebounds. He was getting his double-doubles, whether the team played well or not, or whether
yeah.
it was
in
the, I mean, the whether, stats might not be as flashy or yeah. attractive, but the impact, I think.
I think some worse. Of his
well,
stuff
I think
his stuff won't show up on the stats just because yeah. of his length down low. He might alter shots, but it won't count as a block.
But I think it was two things last year with Norchad, right? One, he was definitely stat padding. I mean, Matt and I saw this in person at the ACC tournament. This is the, you know, obviously it was not likely, but we need to win the tournament. He was padding the stats and not really trying on defense because, you know, moving your feet well and forcing another guy to give the ball up doesn't show up in the stat sheet, as Melissa was just saying. So there was that. And also, like, I didn't realize how poor he was defensively until we didn't have that option, the plan B of just, oh, we'll switch Jordan Miller onto the guy.
No,
and if you look back to 2 years ago, the number of times we did that to get out of a jam and then like, oh, we didn't have that option. Just got to ride with this. So I would expect from Lynn Kidd, you know, pivoting to him, just more consistency. Norchad was all over the place, as Melissa said. Then things are going well, and the next thing you know, he's made two stupid fouls trying to chase a point guard out of the three-point line. On a screen. Like, what are you doing?
He's better at the hedge.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm better at the hedge. I mean, that was just terrible defense generally. I mean, we saw it against Colorado. We're just like, dude, they're just doing layup drills. And it was mostly because Norchad wasn't forcing. Well, no, he wasn't hedging correctly, which is forcing the dribbler away from the basket so he can't make that pass. He was just, I mean, again, there was a lot of defensive issues last year that don't really show up on the box score. So, yeah, I don't, as Matt said, I don't know if the stats will look as gaudy, but I expect just more, like, it's very hard to build a quality team without a consistent base. And I feel like he'll provide more of that consistent base than what Chad did last year, even if the stats don't look as good.
I think he has, like, more game IQ. And I like the combo of having him with all his experience on top of having Nigel Pack, who's going into his fifth year, who's led the team the last 2 years as a point guard. Like, that combo together, I think, will lead to less turnovers, smarter play. So I'm excited.
I think the other thing, too, that's underrated about his game that I didn't mention is his passing ability for his size, too. Like, he's going to pass and get guys open, and he's not going to – the other thing, too, he's not going to force bad shots. He was, like – I want to say he was like top five or top 10 in field goal percentage in the ACC. So, you know, he has that efficiency in his game, and he's not going to force anything. What was that?
He doesn't shoot threes.
Yeah, no, he doesn't shoot threes, and he shoots very minimal, like mid-range or
what have
you. But he's not going to take bad shots still, like you know, contested, you know, shots in the post or whatever.
He's a guy that is very experienced, knows the role he needs to play, and that's what we need. It's less mistakes, and he averaged 1.3 turnovers per game and 2 personal fouls per game last year. So I'll take that. So anything else before we move on to the next guy? All right. Next transfer is Brandon Johnson from ECU.
Fish, I don't know if you know, but you're muted.
You know, I know I'm a gas bag. I can mute myself sometimes. It's fine. I was nodding along.
Our next transfer is Brandon Johnson, 6'8", junior out of ECU.
Look, if we're going to go with the stretch four, Melissa, the floor is yours.
So, yeah. So, he averaged 36.5% from three last year, 42% from the field, 14 points per game. Expectations. I want to see the stretch four. I'm hoping that he can up his 3-point percentage. Like, if he could get it to 40%, that would be amazing. I think it's possible because I think and Matt said this before, so I'm going to credit Matt with this logic because I don't want to take his stuff without giving him the credit. We have a lot better shooters on this team. So I think he's going to have more opportunities to get better looks just with the ball movement and the fact that he's going to be surrounded by like guys like Nigel who can shoot, Jaleel who can shoot, Matthew Cleveland who can shoot. So I want to see him get that percentage up to 40%. I think he's going to be just kind of like Lynn Kidd, just like a role player. I don't expect him to be like all ACC anything, but he's going to be a guy that I think can stretch the floor. And if he turns into a stretch four, I will buy his jersey.
You're promising to buy a lot of jerseys. You got Leah Harmon's four the Final Four jersey.
Or if we make the Final Four, I said
yeah, that would go to 42. Now you're buying Brandon Johnson's jersey just for being a stretch four. Like, what's happening?
I want to see it. So
you got to get one in trolley yellow. That's all I'm listening.
So I'm excited. So, Vish, you want to go next?
Yeah. No, I think he's. I mean, I'll be honest. Like, he's a borderline starter. Like we could have potentially pushed him to more of a six man, but I'm totally fine with him starting. He's a natural four, which will be better than Matthew playing out of position. He's just got to be solid, rebound, defend, hit open jumpers. I don't need anything else from him. I think one of the things we had last year is, you know, we talked a lot about our six guys that we could trust. They all thought they were option number one, and you know, there needs to be a pecking order here. I need Nigel and Jaleel and Matthew to win the game. And I need Brandon Johnson to play defense, rebound, and hit open threes. And I think he can do that. I think it'll be a really good addition. Again, I think this team's roster construction is way better than last year, so I think he's a good fit, especially next to Lynn Kidd. Matt kind of outlined a lot of Lynn Kidd's positives. You know, I think this is a good pairing. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him play.
And I'll just say he averaged 14 points and 8.6 rebounds per game. So definitely doing his thing as the four down low, getting boards and things like that. So go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, no, I think his ability to stretch the floor is going to be huge. He doesn't only just shoot threes. I mean, he shoots them from like NBA range, and it's like a good shot for him. I mean, 36%, it's not, you know, it's a pretty good percentage wise when you consider like, you know, how deep he's shooting some of those. Like Melissa said, if that number can go up a bit.
He's improved his percentage each year.
Yeah, he has. So. Yeah, and I think that, you know, playing with these guys, it'll only help him get more open shots as well. You know, he's kind of been one of, you know, he was one of the guys that was like at the top of the scouting report, right, on his previous team. Probably not going to be at the top, you know, this year. The one area I would say that I would be a little bit more worried about is defensively. If he can keep up with like more athletic guys, his size and whatnot, there were some things I saw on film that would probably be the one area I would reference. But defensively, I mean, he's going to box out 100%. That's what he always does. Him and Lynn Kidd, like, we're not going to be giving up as many, or we shouldn't be giving up as many second chance opportunities as we have in the past, you know, couple seasons. But no, I mean, I think he's going to be a solid player for us.
Want to address Bill's comment?
Not really, just because of like the role he's coming here to, you know, fill. I think we'll reference that with some other guys that we talk about, but I'm not super concerned about it. You know, shooting always translates no matter the level you're playing at. But yeah, obviously defensively is something I mentioned though, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's always a mixed bag when you're going in the portal, right? I mean, it's certainly better competition than you would have played against in high school, right? And we take kids out of high school and throw them out there. So in that sense, it's whatever. We'll know when we know. Sometimes you miss, you're like, that guy should not have been in the ACC. And then other times you're like, you know, some of our top transfers came from smaller schools too. So it's,
yeah,
there's not a one size fits all.
Coach L has a proven track record. If you think about it, I mean, Jordan Miller came from George Mason, Norchad came from Arkansas State. He knows how to get these smaller school guys. He knows the fit that he needs. So,
well, I mean, it's been a mixed bag for him too, right? I mean, mm-hmm. we brought in guys who stunk, and then we brought in guys that have been key on a Final Four run from every size school, right? I mean, look at our Elite Eight and Final Four runs. We had transfers from big and small schools across those teams. And so I think people look for stealing from the movie. I don't know if you guys have seen Road Trip, but at one point they're going on a shortcut, and the guy says, like, this is not on the map. Like, you sure it's the right way? And he's like, it's a shortcut. If everyone knew that this is the way to go, it would just be the way. It wouldn't be a shortcut, right? And I mean, it's the same thing here. If there was a one-size-fits-all solution, you know, like, oh, if I do this, it's going to work. Everyone would just do it. So there's always a bit of guesswork here. Sometimes their skills translate, sometimes they don't. As Matt said, though, like, some of the stuff he has, it doesn't matter what the competition is. If he's being asked to create a shot, so much like if Joe Bay is even playing, if Brandon Johnson's being asked to create a shot, we fucked up. Right, his role is to play off of the guys we know can play at this level, guys like Nigel, who that's the most outstanding player of a regional. Like, he can certainly play in the ACC, right? So it's
he needs to his job is to spot right. up shoot when he has a chance.
Well, he's got other
but,
stuff.
Yeah, other things, to do, but right? Like, if he can make threes and he can pull the defender out with him, that opens up the paint for people to drive. It opens up the paint for Lynn Kidd. So that'll be a big part of his game as well.
Right. And I guess what I was getting at, there's knowns and there's unknowns, right? And so some of the stuff we talked about, rebounding, Matt said he'll box out. That's true. You know, this is going to be bigger, faster, stronger kids. Hopefully that'll still, he'll be able to do that successfully. But stuff like, can he hit an open jumper? Yes. And it's the same open jumper, whether the guys that aren't covering him or wearing ACC jerseys or not. So we know some of his game will absolutely 100% seamlessly translate, and the rest of it is promising, but you don't know.
Yeah, we have to see. That's why when I tweeted it out on the Buckets account, I said our way too early predictions.
Yep. No, it's the off season, man. And it came sooner than we wanted. So
yeah,
the Tuesday of the ACC tournament was a little early for the off season start. Crazy. But here we are.
Anything else to add about
Thompson
before we move on to our next guy?
No, let's keep it going.
Cue the Sox outro. Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.